Hello, everyone, and welcome to Season 3, Episode 1 of the Fire Emblem Podcast. This is Blazer, and with me I have the spookiest place to refill your car, Gas Station.
What's up, guys?
Hey, yeah, for those who don't know, Gas Station is a good friend of mine on the FES forums. Every time I read his name, I think about, like, a Pokemon that looks like a gas tank. Not like a gas tank, like a gas station tank. And
What
I just
about
keep, like, putting, like, eyes on it, like googly eyes, like you would do with the Pokemon.
the Pokemon Ghastly? That's what I think of.
Yeah, Ghastly too, right? Well, that's kind of why I had the inspiration for a Pokemon too. But then I just think of, like, I just think of, like, a gas station. You'd, like, you, I don't know what type you'd be. Like, I guess it was being the most sensical. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe you could be like a ghost in a fire type, and you'd have like flamethrower coming out of like the what is it called, where you actually pump the gas out of?
I don't know, like the nozzles,
Yeah,
maybe?
the nozzle. You'd have like the flamethrower coming out from the nozzle or something.
Yeah.
I'm sure it probably already exists as a fake mine, like, honestly.
Yeah. I just picture like a abandoned gas station with like fucking ghosts floating around. I'll tell you what, ever since I like used that name, like every time I hear the word gas station, like in like real life context and not like online or whatever, I'm just like, fuck. I always get it confused.
Yeah, I know how that is. If someone mentions, like, you know, like a trailblazer or something, I'll be like, oh, Blazer.
That's me, except not really. No one knows, actually. It's literally just me who's thinking of it.
Yeah, there's weird stuff like that. So anyhow, guys, Fire Emblem, that's the thing. So today we're going to be talking about we're going to be talking about names. So I saw this interesting topic on Serenus or Serene's Forest. And the actual topic was pretty much like, how do you pronounce it? How do you actually pronounce the name of Serene's Forest, aka that place in FE9 and FE10? Guess, what do you think?
Well, I have no idea how to pronounce half the names in Fire Emblem. So when I think of, well, actually, I'll tell you what, the first time I went on, okay, is it Serenes? Because I'm second guessing myself right now.
No, just go on. I'm not telling you anything. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I've heard on like what real people, like people like doing LPs have said it's Serenes. But when I first was on, I was like, is it Serenes? Because like, I'm pretty sure Serene is a word, like it's real, right? And I'm just like, so I just went with it. I'm going with Serene. And then people are like Serenes. I'm just like, well, fuck, man. Like, what's it gonna be? And then apparently it's Serenes, and it just throws me off. And then I was just kind of like, well, hold on, what other names have I messed up over the 10-year GBA game of Fire Emblem span? And
<All of them. laughs>
to my surprise, there's a shitload. So,
I mean, Fire Emblem, to be fair, does have a large cast of characters, and since the most recent game, like, they don't have voice acting, and even honestly, the newest game has voice acting, but you don't really hear the name still, for the most part. You hear, like, Crom and, like, other names, but, like, a lot of the names you never hear because they're just not used. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, all the voice acting is, like, in the battles, and, like, it's just, like, grunt sounds and, like, the dialogue. Like, they don't actually say each other's names, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I have this poll. Right now it's at 11 votes for Serenes and 34 for Serenes.
Okay, well, then I'm wrong. My life has been a lie. Okay.
Well, I mean, this, to be fair though, Serenes does make a lot of sense, because when you think of the word serene and like serene forest, I like maybe like it does have that serene kind of feel to that. I guess I don't know if that makes sense.
Well, like the forest itself was pretty lush, right? Like,
yeah,
isn't,
exactly.
Isn't serene like a word for like good? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not an English major. So.
Right, you have to be an English major to know what words mean.
Yeah. People are just like, you don't know? You're not an English major? Get out of here.
Yeah, I say Serenus too. It's just what I've always said, Serenus Forest. I don't know. I just, it doesn't, like, Serenes, like, Serene is an adjective. You just can't go adding an S to that like that. Not, you don't, it's what you do with nouns. So, I mean, again, I'm not an English major either, but based on my own logic, I just weird. I blame intelligence systems for kind of
trying to be too creative and just messing all of us up.
All right. going on from here. You know what annoys me? This is somewhat derailing, but in LPs, when people say the names wrong, it doesn't actually annoy me that much, but when it's just like, when it's just like totally wrong, and it's like, how the heck did you ever come up with that? Like, why are you even LPing? You pronounce this name so awfully wrong.
Yeah, and that is why I don't LP, because I have, okay, I guess, in terms of, like, I guess we can, like, segue to, like, actual characters in Fire Emblem, their names.
Barter.
And I, yeah, Barter, holy crap. I thought it was, okay, I'm kind of French, so I thought it was Bartre. And so, but then, like, yeah, so.
I'm sorry, that was hilarious.
Yeah, and so, but then I was like, well, I'm not gonna speak English and then just, like, make a French word out of nowhere, right? So I thought it was Barcher, or, like, Barcher. I don't even know, man. Like, what is it again? Say, Barter? Was that what you said?
I said Barter, but that's not actually what I think. I think it's, like, Bartre. We're talking about the FE7 character, the Axe user, right?
Yeah.
Talking about the same. All right, just making sure. Yeah, I say Bartre. Like, I just think, like, there's an accent on the E or something. You actually pronounce it.
So he's French too, right? So it's like, it's not much of a big deal. Ass, okay.
Dude, my word isn't the final word, all right? Hey, you know, guys, if you disagree with any of these, or if you actually know the etymology for them or whatever, you know, feel free to, you know, be snarky and respond, whether it's on Twitter or the forums or whatever. But yeah, I'd go with Bartre in that case.
Okay. I'll tell you another one, and this is probably, you know, the biggest, you know, wrong one ever. But I thought Elwood was Elwood for the last 9 years of my life.
What? Wait, yeah. Are you actually Elwood, the member on FES? That's it. I'm looking up your IP right now.
No, I'm not kidding you. Like, I thought it was Elwood. Like, and then I think, I don't know who it was, but they were just like Elwood, and I was like, hold on a second, did you just pronounce the I in Elwood? And they were like, yeah, like, what do you mean? What do you mean? What, like, what if I just did, like, that's how you pronounce it? And I'm like, okay. I'm like, to me, Elwood is just like a mouth workout, and it's just like a lot easier to just forget that the I was even there. And you know what? If Elwood on FES is listening right now, I commend you, because you have it right. So good job, kid.
All right.
Yeah.
I think the other words aren't as fun. Lynn and Hector. Those are pretty. Easy to say. Dorcas name isn't even hard to pronounce. I just
Dorcas. I'm not kidding. Dorcas is the best name in the game. I'm straight up telling you right now, Dorcas is the coolest name I've ever heard in my life. I'm not even kidding you. Like, how cool is that? Dorcas. What up? I'm Dorcas.
I'm a dork.
Yeah, he was probably the butt of a lot of jokes. But I was rooting for him. What about, I'm just going down this list here. Kanaz?
What? Isn't it? I never even questioned myself on some of these. I'm like, wait, like Elwood, like that. I never even questioned that. Canis? That's Canis? I said Canis, but I guess it could be Canas. I mean, I'm not exactly the best name pronouncer either, but I always thought it was Canis.
Nope, never thought. Because, like, if it was Canis, then I would, like, assume that there would be two S's at the end to make that ass. Ass word.
If it were two S's, I would probably say Knas or something. I don't know. Well, I guess one thing you could do is, like, canal is spelled the same but with an L, right? So if you said canal, Knas, I don't know. I guess it could be Knas, basically.
I think, you know what? I think I pronounce it Knas because. No, never mind. That totally backfired. Yeah, moving on.
All right, hold on.
I thought it. Okay.
Hold on. Oh, actually, no. This is just one that I did. This is not even up for debate. Erica, FE8 Lord. I would always say Erica because of the I in the beginning.
Dude, okay, I have a story for you. Okay.
Go ahead.
I thought when I first got the game of Fire Emblem 8 that, well, first of all, I'll do the name part. I thought it was Ephraim because the I super threw me off. I don't know what it is with Lords and Fire Emblem and the letter I, but with like Eliwood and Ephraim, like Ephraim or whatever. I thought it was Ephraim, and I was like so thrown off because like I don't even think I even heard the name Ephraim in my life until that game.
Me either. I mean, I haven't heard of most of these games before. But I, what do you actually think it is? I think it's like, I used to say Ephraim. I would,
yeah,
like,
me too.
It's a different syllable.
Yeah, but then like, I kind of like, people have been like saying it out loud, and it's like Ephraim, and I'm like, right. That makes a lot more sense now.
I guess.
But for Erica, I always kind of knew it was Erica. I knew a couple of Ericas in real life.
But I don't know, I knew some Ericas too, but the I throws me off. I'm like, if it's Erica, there shouldn't be a random I in there.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, man, but like vowels and Fire Emblem names, they try to screw you over. But anyway, so yeah, when I bought the game, a Fire Emblem 8, it was like fresh when I like just beat the seventh one. And I apparently this is really stupid on my part, but I thought that Ephraim and Erica were Ninian and Nils from Fire Emblem 7. Hear me out though.
How old are you?
Dude, I don't know. Like, I'm 21 right now. So, like, and that game came out, like, what, 10 years ago?
You got it when it came out?
I don't know, man. What was it, 2003?
No, it was actually like 2005. It actually came out, I think it came out early 2005, and I think May 23rd, 2005, I think is the exact date off the top of my head. I'm not sure if that's it.
Well, geez. Well, anyway, I was very young.
And yes, you're supposed to be impressed that I knew the actual date. That's it. I'm officially looking it up right now. No, I actually, the reason why I know that is because I happened to look it up like yesterday or like 2 days ago. So I don't actually have that memorized, contrary to popular belief.
Yeah, but their hair was like the same. Like, they had the same color hair, and that was legit the only justification I needed. And that's what made me assume they were the same. And then when I played the game, I was like, well, hold on a sec. I don't know.
This guy's dancing. Why is Bill so badass?
Yeah. Like, hold on a sec. He has a spear? Like, what? Yeah. Oh, even in like, the countries or whatever of FE7, how do you pronounce? Do you pronounce it Elibe or Elib or whatever?
That's the first I've ever heard of that.
Okay, good, because I think I heard someone say that, and I was like, come on, I'm not good with that, but even I know that's wrong. You say, what do you say? Elib?
How do I say it? I think I changed to Elib, but what did I used to say? Elib? No.
Elib.
I might have actually said Elib, like a long I. I guess now it'd be Elib.
Yeah. Once again, we get that letter I. It's like just throwing us off.
I guess it might have changed when, if you guys know the heck, Elibian Knights. If you say Elibian, you don't really say Elibian. So
yeah,
I guess that might have been what changed it. Because now I say
Elib. Yeah, I wonder how Elib says it. Let's go by his word. Well, what else? Foray? Foray? I don't know.
Foray. Yeah, but that's Foray. What Cherish?
What did you just call me?
Obviously that's what?
I was like, what did you just call me? Cherish. Cherish. What's Cherish?
The FE13 character, the maid.
Dude, I've never played that game.
Oh, okay. Shoot.
All
right.
I'm probably for all like of the like all the fan sites and stuff, I kind of like affiliate myself with. I'm probably like the least experienced actual Fire Emblem player. I've only played. I didn't even finish 6. Okay.
That's not a big deal. I finished that like a few years ago, and it's funny because I used to, like, when it first came out, I was like so big on it. I was like, oh my gosh, this is the coolest thing. I can get this Japanese game in English.
Oh my god,
like, this was like back in like 2005 or 2006 whenever it first came out. I was like advertising it. I didn't beat it myself until like 5 years later.
Well, I'll tell you what. When I finished FE7. And I was like, well, where's Roy, man? Like, and then I saw Roy at the end of the game. I was like, okay, holy crap. And then I realized that it was like it was like a prequel to FE6 or whatever. So I was like, okay, I really need to like play this game. Like I tried, like I pulled out like all the stops, like I got like all like the patches or whatever to play it. And then I started playing it and I was like, yeah, this is sweet. Like Roy, like he's the coolest. And then I'm like, hold on a sec.
This actually sucks.
This game is shit. Like, I wasn't expecting this at all. And then I stopped playing. And then I played like probably like 75% of that game of just like the like in terms of chapters and like no extras or whatever. I heard you had to beat the game like 15 times to play as
we can't talk about the games because you get stuck on the names midway.
Dude, it's the eyes. I'm not lying to you, man. Everything makes sense until intelligence systems like decides to be all like new age or some shit and throws in an eye and then we're all thrown off.
Yeah, why didn't they just call him Zephyr, which is like an actual name? Instead they're like Zephiel. I'm like, okay.
Zephiel.
That's what I'd say. Like I tend to add an extra syllable if it's like an A or something. I don't know. Yeah,
but I won't lie. It's a pretty badass name. Like I like the name. And
yeah, it is. Sure.
Yeah, but what was I saying? Yeah, so like most of that, like I don't know, like almost I think of the like chaptery part. Then I use almost loosely because I barely remember it. I just remember I remember like I was in like one of the chapters with like the nomads. And I just kept dying. I was like, I don't want to play this game anymore, man. There's like literally 50 of the same enemy units. Like, I just don't want to do this.
Dude, FE6 should get a really good remake and have it like released worldwide. That would be so cool. Because I mean, obviously, everyone wants to like play the game with Roy.
And yeah.
On top of that, they should make Roy like a badass like he was in Melee. To put it lightly.
Yeah, he was pretty tough.
I mean, he was kind of cool if you take it from like a plot perspective. He was like this dude like leading up this army, you know, like taking on the biggest country and whatever. That was kind of cool, but like in terms of actual character development, like he was kind of I guess, I don't know, shallow, and his like portrait just wasn't that awesome. I don't know. They just need to like reimagine it. Not just remake it. They need to reimagine FE6 and then make it really good. That's what I think.
Yeah, there's a bunch of like remakes for like ROM hacks of FE6 that are like coming out.
Yeah, like none of them ever finish or like get past chapter 5 for that matter.
I don't know, I think one guy's almost done. But yeah, man, Melee Roy was tough. And I played most of FE7 and I played FE8 and I played FE9. And FE9 was cool, man. Like FE9 was a tough, man, I loved that game. I think that's my favorite.
Ballin. Yeah, that was ballin'. I didn't really like it the first time I played through it, ironically, but like the second time I went through, I was like, wow, this is like actually a good game. And maybe it's because I came off playing, you know, I don't know, like FE11 and some other games. I don't know why, but FE9, just like the story, the music, the gameplay were all pretty solid. The only thing was just like, it just took so long to play, especially with enemy turns. I'm not sure what about it. It's just like enemy turns seem to take literally forever.
Probably because the animations took so long.
Yeah, I'm
not even lying. I turned them off and I had a better time playing the game. Like the map attack animations were like, in my opinion, cooler than the actual ones. I'm not lying. Like I just it was the same thing except like different perspective and stuff, and I don't know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, they actually did a good job with the map animations. They weren't like super gimped, I guess. So like,
yeah, it wasn't. Just
they,
like,
weren't they? Wasn't just like 13. Yeah, they. Oh, you haven't played Awakening, but from what I remember of Awakening, I think things just like move up and down. I don't think they have actual like map sprites to show the different attacks. Where in like FE9, they would like. FE9 and FE10, they would like actually dodge and stuff on the map.
Yeah. Can you imagine if there was just if they just like ran at each other like in the Game Boy ones?
Yeah.
Like how stupid would that look? Like, your next gen console
Game Boy, but
yeah, I think names for that. Oh, funny thing, I have a real life friend, and his name is Ikey. And would you believe that when I first bought Path of Radiance, I was like, I'm gonna play as Ikey. And whenever and everyone like I hear a lot of people say like, oh, Ike was like the best, man. He was so cool, and like he wasn't like royal at all. He was just like a mercenary, and he saw his dad get killed. He's such a badass and shit. And then I'm like, I know a guy named Ikey, and he's like kind of weird. And so like I couldn't really like put those two things together. So like I don't think I could ever really appreciate Ike, because first of all, I always think it's Ikey, and second, he was just like a really quirky black guy in real life, and that's about it. Like, I just can't, it just doesn't work. He's a good guy though.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm thinking about Ike. I don't know. I mean, it's true that it was pretty cool at first. Like, it was a big deal how, like, oh, it's, like, not a lord main character, right? You know, like, because, like, it's always been, like, some kind of noble for the most part. Even Lindis had, like, noble heritage or whatever. The thing, but, like, him seeing his dad get killed, like, I don't get how that makes him a badass. Like, he didn't do anything. He just watched something happen. Like, how does that you know, like, reflect on his own character? I don't really get that.
I don't know. I think it's because, like that kind of trope is always, like, it's always been around, like, you killed my father and shit. And so it kind of leaves. And then it's just, like, it's not just about, like, Ike's mercenaries and stuff. It's about, like, him getting revenge for his father. And I don't know, I think, like, you can always kind of, like, think of something, like, I don't know, like, Star Wars or freaking Zorro, I don't know, and then just be like, yeah, that, I've seen that happen, I can't wait to see how this plays out. And, like, that being said, like, the Black Knight was pretty tough, man. He was pretty badass.
True enough. I think it's more about, like, what Ike does after the fact, which, honestly, I don't, like, Ike doesn't really, I don't know, I guess you could just say it's in his blood, like, his ability to kind of, like, overcome it and then lead the mercenaries and then kind of, you know, like take lead and then, like, become the badass he is or whatever. I guess you could just say that's in his blood. But, I mean, it's not like watching his dad die himself is what did it. Like, he could have, like, potentially cried and, like, sulked and, like, never did anything, you know.
Good game. Yeah, great final. It's like the game just, like, 7 chapters long, and it's just like it just ends in the Black Knight killing his dad, and it's just like the credits start rolling. Thanks for spending $60 on this gem. There's literally nothing else. There's no hard mode. The only hard mode that there actually is just, like, Black Knight kills him harder and he cries more. That's, like, the hard mode of the game.
I actually wanted to do that at some. I'm like, if I ever, like, created, like, a full length RPG, I wanted to do something, like, really crazy where, like, I mean, it's probably never been done before, but where, like, you have the main character, and then just, like, midway through, like, the main character just, like, legitimately dies, and then you start up with, like, a totally new. I think that, like, happened in FE4 actually. I haven't played FE4, but I heard that happened. But I don't know. I kind of wanted it more dramatic. I don't know. I never played FE4, but I heard, like, the main character, spoilers, I heard the main character, like, dies and then you, like, play as their children or something. I don't know. Have you ever played that game?
No, dude.
I played it, but I thought it was terrible, and I'm going to lose a few subscribers or followers for saying that. But, hey, you know what? To each their own, so.
Yeah.
If you're going to judge me for not liking FE4, I didn't want you as a follower anyway.
Who is Leaf? Which game was that one?
That's FE5, the main character.
Yeah, see, like, when I first heard that, I was like, you named your character Leaf? okay, why? Yeah, I was just like, when I first saw that, I was like, Leaf. Is it spelt like Leaf, too? Like L-E-A-F? Because if it is, then I'm just going to, like, never play that game for that one reason.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. I don't know what... I think he's in... FE13, but I don't know if they kept the same spelling. Like, they, like, from what I remember, like, there's a character called Celis, who's the main character of FE4, I think, one of the main characters, and they renamed him, like, Celif with, like, an S and a PH at the end.
Uh-huh.
And that upset some people, as far as I know, but I think the reason why is because there's another main character called Celica from FE2. Who, so, like, Celis, Celica, like, the only difference is literally one letter, I think. Celic, yeah. There's only, like, a one-letter difference, so I think that's why they, like, changed the other one a lot. I don't know if you're following at all, because you have
Well, they didn't change that with like fucking Shadow Dragon with Bord and Cord. That was the stupidest thing. That was the dumb. Like, who names their kid Cord? I get it. Like, if like in the Japanese version it was different, but like when I'm seeing this from like the English like translated, I'm like, Bord and Cord, like that just sounds like too like Dumb and Dumber. Like that's what I get. Like oh my god,
fighters kind of have a stereotype of being dumb too. So
yeah, and speaking of like, I guess we can, I don't know. Like when I think of names like that, like I can't help but think of names like Diek or Deek. Is it Diek or Deek?
I think it's either Deek or Dick, one of the two.
I don't know if it's Dick.
it's another one of those I things where like,
yeah, like I don't
it's know. Just like if only there were an I.
Just, so just leave that out. Like I'd call him Deck. You just left out the I.
you just like straight up ignore the I's.
Yeah, I'm just gonna do that from now on. Every time like I do anything with Fire Emblem, I'm just gonna forget there's an I if it comes to names. Like if I'm playing FE7 and I see Osmond, I'm just gonna be like Osmond. Merlinus. Prisl. what else? We got Fora. We got Nan. We got Zadora. See, these are all good names. Like, they should just forget the eyes completely. You know? Just call Nino No. And keep those two N's so it's like more authentic. Like, oh my god, No has two N's. That's so cool. Something like that. Really. Really get the audience to dig that.
That's just legit. All right, how about Janif, Janaf?
From Nine?
Yeah.
I pronounce it Janif.
Janif, that's what I say too.
Yeah.
I could see Janaf though, I don't know.
I think all of the FE9 names I got down because I was older by like 2 or 3 years maybe, and I think my vocabulary of like really strange words and names got developed over time, so I think I was good for that.
I don't know, I could probably find something you screwed up. I'm looking here.
Was it Nazala? How do you pronounce that one?
I would say Nasala. That's what I was saying.
I guess it's like, I don't know, I guess I can go either way.
I guess, yeah, they both don't sound terrible.
Yeah.
Nephany?
Yeah, Nephany, I got that one.
Okay, just making sure. There's not much room for wriggle room for that one, but
I think the most memorable name I can think of all like the stupid names there are, and there are a lot of them that are so dumb that I love them so much, like Irk. Or something. I love Dorcas, the name Dorcas, so much because it's just so like weird and just like really dumb, but it's just like Dorcas, right?
Yeah.
But I think the dumbest one that I just straight up cannot like think of in any positive light is Barth. From FE6, Barth.
Yeah, I don't know. That was one of the less inspired names for sure.
Yeah, like take your like most iconic character's name in Marth and just put a B and make him like some mediocre general or knight from FE6 and you get Barth. He had like the weirdest face sprite ever too. Like he had like a really weird looking mohawk and his face just like, I don't know about you, but like when I saw his face, I was just like, dude, you need some plastic surgery or something. You have to get someone in the community to help you out there because it's not looking too well in that whole face area. Yeah.
To be fair, a lot of the characters in games like FE6 and FE11 were just like so unmemorable that like I just kind of forgot they existed, honestly.
In FE6, you said? And FE11?
Yeah, not as much FE6. FE6 is better than FE11, but especially FE11, there were so many. I mean, they literally implemented a feature in the game where if you lost a lot of units, they would add generic units. Like, come on. Like, that's like...
What?
You didn't know that?
No?
No, if you lose too many units, they give you generic units with, like, a list. There's, like, a set list of names, and you just use those units instead so that you never don't have units. And not only that, but you have to lose units in order to get the Gaiden chapters. You don't know this?
No, dude. Where have I you literally been? Know. I don't know anything about anything after or before FE6 to FE9.
What? Dude, go dude. Play, dude. I'm never having you on this podcast again, you uneducated little faggot.
Man, I don't have a 3DS. Don't
well,
you have,
I have
don't
three.
You have like three? Yeah. I'll buy one off you or something, and I'll get to understand the hype of Awakening.
I mean, no, don't say that, because then you're going to have tons of people debating how hyped it actually is.
Well, it sold well, so that's...
I mean, yeah, story. Yeah. What I mean by that is, like, a lot of people, they were hyped at first, and they're like, oh, this actually isn't that good, it has so many flaws, whatever. Especially, like, the longtime fans, like...
Yeah, I would assume, like, the community is, like, kind of divided. Like, I think I was reading somewhere, and it was, like, all, like, the new Fire Emblem players, like, are like, oh my god, this game is the best. And all the old guys are like, dude, this game sucks. Like, it totally takes everything away from what made Fire Emblem, like, hard and, like, strategic and stuff. And, like, all this. And I'm just like, oh, well, I haven't played the game, so I'm just gonna stick to my own guns and play the ones for the Game Boy Advance.
Just play Game Boy Advance forever.
Yeah, that's my life. That's what I do.
They need to release the Game Boy Advance games for the Wii U. And this is like pretty much just wishful thinking. Like, I don't actually think there's a chance of this happening, but it would be really nice if they like translated FE6 and then released that for the Wii U Virtual Console as well. I actually think, I'm not even kidding, I actually think that would sell consoles, because it would get so much like media attention that they released, like that they localized a super old game, in English that's never been released like to the West before, especially because it has Roy. Like, I can, like, media outlets would totally eat that up. So,
you know what? I agree with you. I think that would be huge.
Same thing for Mother 3, which is not related to Fire Emblem at all, but that's another game where, like, people wanted the localization so bad, and, like, they never got one. The dude who translated Mother 3 even offered Nintendo, is like, I'll redo the translation from scratch for free. And, like, nothing happens, because Nintendo's just, they're kind of old-fashioned, and they're just, like, not that thing. I don't know. They have their policies that they aren't really willing to bend on very much, which I kind of understand. They're a big company, and they kind of have standards to live up to and whatever.
I suppose.
All right, any other names?
What about you? Like, are there any names for you that just, like...
I mean, like, you heard a few. I mean, as we were going, like, I literally used to say Irika all the time.
Irika?
Yeah, like Eureka.
That sounds like Irika. Some really like inner city name. Like, what up? I'm Irika. Get at me, fool. That's what I get. That's pretty street. Got a lot of street cred with that name.
I just imagine. Well, yeah, this is racist, so I shouldn't say it. Never mind. I'm on public broadcasting right now. I should probably say.
I thought Jafar was pretty fitting for his character, but Aladdin can't really differentiate. Just like a childhood thing, like Ikey. You know what I mean? Like I can't.
I actually don't have that problem for the most part. Like Jafar. I never thought of really. I guess a couple times, like I thought of Aladdin, but I never had any like problem distinguishing. In fact, I think I used to be like a big fan of Jafar, as like a lot of people. So just because
he was just so cool and
absolutely coolest battle sprite, and it's like, oh, you can actually recruit him, and he's like,
yeah.
Oh,
I'm not gonna lie. I think everyone like fanboyed when they found out that you can play as Jafar.
Yeah, and
I was just like. I didn't even know he was, like, apparently he's not even that good of a character.
No.
And I was just like, I don't care, man. I have Jafar. Like, he's an assassin.
Yeah, dude.
And at this point, I didn't even know what, like, a fell contract was. So I was like, yeah, I'm basically going to win the game with this one guy. Comes in, like, level 19. Like, he's already, like, I already thought he was going to, like, destroy everything. And,
yeah,
you know, he kind of did. and stuff. So, you know, good job, Jafar. You're good. You're A-tier in my books, bro. You're God. You're Sethin. You're Sethin right now in that game.
He's not that bad. I mean, I don't know. I like the Assassin class in general with Lethality and whatever. I mean, he has enough of a void that he's definitely a solid replacement. I was just gonna say, like, I mean, I guess from like a tier list perspective, if you're one of those people, then like maybe he's not so good. But like, I don't actually care about that. I just like use what I want, because honestly, that's what I like about Fire Emblem. I don't really have to worry about tier lists. The games are easy enough that I can usually use whoever I want and like still get away with it. So
that's the cool thing about the game, man. Like, what do you think of like those kind of arguments? Like, I remember there was one. I think it was FES, and it was just like two guys going back and forth on like. One guy was saying like one character was bad because he wasn't good for turn count, but the other one was basically saying he was good because like, oh, if you just like raise him well enough, he'll be like a total badass. And they were just like different kind of play styles were clashing and stuff. And so so you said when you play Fire Emblem, like, you don't look for like that LTC stuff. But like when you like did you ever like try playing with LTC? Because I can't, man. It's just like it's too stressful, and like I don't want to like limit myself and stuff like that.
No, I don't like making it kind of like this puzzle game where I'm trying to find like the quickest way to solve the puzzle. I would rather like do what I feel like, just like send. I mean, like, there's so many different strategies that you can use, so many different like ways to approach the game. And I've read, if you've ever read the Iwata asks for the Fire Emblem games, like the developers have said, like, that's one of the things they like try and design Fire Emblem for. It's like every person has their own way they play the game. They have their own like preferred units, preferred strategies or whatever, and that's kind of what makes Fire Emblem so great in the first place. So like the LTC, like, I see why people like it, and it's like it's great for them, but it's just like you have to know that like you're kind of a minority, and like most people I don't think play that way. And it's fine if you do, like, different people look for different things in video games. You know, we can, like, my point is, like, we can both enjoy the same game, even if we enjoy it for different reasons, so.
Yeah. So, would you say you're most familiar with, like, in terms of, like, I don't know, like, kind of universal, like, understanding of, like, FE7 than, like, FE6 and 8? Because, like, I can't, like, to me, like, I'm super limited to, like, four games because I'm an uneducated fuck. Who doesn't know what this game is about, apparently.
You don't know what FE7 is about?
No, I'm just saying, I only know four of, like,
okay, the 13 games. FE7, 8, 9, and mostly 6?
Yeah, mostly 6. So, do you have, like, a favorite character of... I suppose we can start with FE6, but do you have, like, a favorite and least favorite character of that game, of that one game?
I mean, I'm super biased towards Roy. Like, I've literally only had Roy for my avatar for, like, how many
years? That is true. That is really
true. I've had, like, two characters in my avatar, Roy and Luffy, and it's mostly been Roy. So.
What about the one you hate the most?
The one I hate the most. See, I'm not good at picking favorites or, like, the opposite of favorites, like, most hated. But, frick, honestly, I didn't like a lot of FE6 characters, like their designs. The thing is, I have a hard time thinking off the top of my head of like characters I hated. If there was like a list of characters, I'm looking right now. I didn't like Lilina for some reason. I didn't like her portrait for some reason. It just bothered me. I don't know. She just seems like this like little weird
girl. Yeah, what made me mad about FE6, like, I think my favorite character in that game was you know what? I'm probably going to have to say Roy, too, because, I don't know, like Melee came out, and I didn't know that Roy was, like, in his own game until, like, whatever, you know, the story. And so I kind of like Roy. But with Lilina, I was just so thrown off. Like, this girl is, like, Hector's daughter. Like, do you know who Hector is? He's a freaking juggernaut, dude. Like, he's, like... He had the armaz, like, he had, the coolest animation ever, and, like, he's just so, like, I don't know, he was kind of, like, super violent and stuff, which, you know, that was super cool for us as kids.
Yeah, right.
Like, exactly. Holy crap, man, you just killed that guy, like, and, yeah, and that was the coolest, and so, but, like, you have Hector, who was, like, designed to be, like a defensive, like, beast, and then you have Lilina, who's just this, like, stupid little mage girl. Like, what? How do you get, like, what? That makes no sense. If I was Hector, this is probably what's going to make me a really bad father when I grow up, but if I was Hector and I had Lelina as a daughter, I'd be pretty disappointed.
Oh.
I'd rather have like a really cool daughter who was like me. Favoritism, right? Yeah.
Lesson learned, don't worry.
Yeah. Know what you're getting into, kid. You gotta live up to the name.
What the heck? His name is Bath now? Remember you talking about Barth?
His name's Bath? What?
It's changed to Bath. I'm not even kidding. I think he might have been in Awakening. No, this can't be real.
No, you're pulling some strings. So
at some point he was translated. No, I'm not even kidding. I'll link it to
you.
His
name was Bath. That's even worse. Who names their kid Bath? I'm gonna name my freaking kid Shower Curtain. Freaking toilet seat or some shit. His name's Bath. Like what? What? Bath translated birth in the fan translations. We need fan translation.
Yeah, when did he ever get like officially translated? I miss this.
So you're telling me the stupidest name I thought was Barth, but it's even stupider because his name's actually Bath? That's the funniest thing I've ever heard, like, in the past week. Well, actually, that's probably second to what I've heard in the past week, because you've heard that I've heard something that we might get to later, but maybe not now. But seriously, Bath? Like, what? Oh, at least there wasn't an I in there, so it wouldn't be, like, Baith or something.
Arguing about how to pronounce it. Is it Bath or Baith?
Or Bathy or Batha.
Bathe.
Ooh. Getting a little too exotic here. Some like really generic knight character has like the most like exotic name ever. Man, he's just like such a stupid character. Man.
Alright, I think for my least favorite character, I didn't like Dorothy just because she was ugly.
Yeah.
Really didn't like Ellen for some reason. That's pretty much it.
Dorothy was ugly.
Most characters.
Straight. We're going to be terrible fathers when we grow up. Are you like me? No, Dad. All right, you're cut. You're ugly. You're also cut.
Oh, my gosh. I shouldn't have that.
We're super elitist. Yep, but whatever. It's kind of like the whole attitude of most fan sites. Just being really elitist. That was kind of unnecessary maybe, but yeah. So how about FE7?
I don't know, it's a throw up between Hector, Jafar, Urk. I liked Matthew's personality at one point.
He was a goofball, eh? I'll tell you what, I loved Sane. He was my dude. Zane was the tits. I am not lying to you right now. I'm gonna be straight up. I think my favorite character was Zane, and one of my least favorite characters was Kent.
Yeah, it's almost like built that way because Zane is just like the more lovable character, and Kent's just like the strict dude. It's kind of like they intended it that way.
Yeah, Kent was a pussy. I hated him.
And in the end, it's like Kent has a potential ending with Lynn, as far as I know.
Yeah, that threw me off so much.
Yeah.
Man. Who else? My least favorite character in FE7.
Satan is definitely baller, because I just remember at the beginning of the game, he's like, screw the weapon triangle.
Yeah. Satan was... It makes me look knightly or some stuff, and then Kent was just like, no, loser, there's a triangle. Don't you know the in-game mechanics of, of your own battles? Press A to attack. What do you mean? select your weapon. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh.
Wallace too. Wallace, it's a tie-in between Wallace and Sane. Man, Wallace was like a doorknob, man. He's so cool, man. He has a bald head. Man. I'd make a hack and just call it Wallace Emblem. And have him
this already exists. I'm not even kidding.
Seriously? Look it up, because I would play it right now.
Maybe it was someone filming something else. I don't know.
Is it Geb? You're not thinking of Geb. No.
No, I'm not thinking. I know they're both like big characters, but no.
Wallace is just a champ, man.
Yeah, well, Wallace is cool.
If he had his own game, that'd be the best. Least favorite? looking through the list here, I would say... Geez, I, you know what? I'll tell you what. Looking at this list, I kind of like everyone. Except for Kent, obviously. He's a loser.
Very nice guest. You totally don't love FE7.
Yeah.
Come on, no, is that one character? All right, go for the even the bosses. Honestly, they're like even
even the bosses are like kind of memorable. maybe like Fidel, because I never understood why the hell he was in the game in the first place.
Yeah,
like to this day, I just don't know why he was there.
In the end, he just died like this kind of anticlimactic death.
Yeah, like he just got like he teleports everywhere, and then he gets caught in a fire, and he's just like, well, shit, I don't know why I can't teleport right now.
Yeah,
I was like, this just threw me off. I was like, oh, man, like I just don't understand his character. Like, why were you here this whole time? I was just so confused.
I don't know.
And even like the villains were like super memorable, man. Like Bada is just like, dude, Bada's just the beast. You just can't say anything yeah, else. That.
I actually don't remember the Bat of the Beast.
Like, you can't say anything else, but Bada was the beast.
Hold on. Bada or Bada? Peace. Hold on. We got to sell this right now. Bada or Bada?
I think it's Bada.
I think it's Bada, because Bada, if you've ever, you played Tales of Symphonia, come on. Bada is Botta. Isn't that a character from Tales of Symphonia? Yeah, that is.
Well, I'd probably pronounce him Boda then, because, man, I'm not lying. I thought it was Bada.
I don't know.
They even had a character named Yogi, man. How cool is that?
Yogi the Bear.
Who else you got? Maxime, cool. Denning, cool. Paul and Jasmine, they were just goofballs, man. Fargus was cool, man.
God, the characters, they just had more personality. Like, even though they were only in for one chapter, like, not all of them, but, like, a lot of them had, like, some amount of personality. Or at least they... Some of them were in the chapters, like, before, like, you actually got to fight them. Like, even like, Kenneth and, like, what's his name? Jeremy or whatever. Like, if I remember correctly, Germ, was it?
I think it's Germ.
I don't want to say Germ, though. That's such a mean name. I don't want to be like, yeah,
well,
Germ.
Well, he kind of is a douche, right? Like,
he is.
My blade is going to cut you up like ribbons, bruh. What are you talking about, man? Like, you're fucked. You're not even part of the Four Fangs. You're just kind of there. And Kenneth was just kind of like
the stat priest. Wasn't he like replaced by Jafar, and he was upset because of that?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
So,
like,
see, even he, it was like a small point, but even he had like a small amount of character that you just couldn't say about like FE8 or some other characters from other games.
Yeah, I didn't like Isadora. Now that I think about it,
yeah, I don't like her. I say Isadora. Of course, we're gonna argue on that too, but.
Isadora?
I don't like her either.
I think it's I'm gonna bank that it's Isadora on this one.
I would actually say it's probably, I don't know. It might be Isadora. No. All right, maybe you can Google this. Isadora is the real name, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Right, we can probably figure out how to pronounce. All right, there's some dude named Isadora Duncan, but there's no like button to click how to pronounce her name. How to pronounce Isadora? Sorry if you're hearing my keyboard. I'm trying to figure this out. There's got to be something that says how to pronounce it.
I heard a lot of people didn't like Veda that much for some reason. I don't know why. But I thought Veda was pretty cool. I think she had a cool story behind her.
Yeah, see, I say Vida, not Veda.
Seriously, are you fucking with me right now? Like, am I just going to say a name and then you're just going to say like a variant of it? And then,
no,
like, every...
that's actually how I pronounce it. I'm sorry.
What? How'd you pronounce it again?
Vida.
Actually, that does sound kind of cooler than what I was thinking.
Damn hold it. On, hold on, shut up. It's coming. Isadora. It was like French. I just looked up this video and it's like French. It's like Isadora. I just linked it to you.
What? Isadora?
No, it was like Isadora.
I don't want to look at this YouTube video right now.
All right,
you just like type it in Google Translate and then like make it into French language and then have like the auto voice do it and figure it out.
I don't know. Let's not worry about it anymore.
That ship has sailed. We don't know about you, Isadora. Or Isadora.
Is it Uhai, your name is. The nomadic trooper?
Actually, you know what? Wait, what was your question?
Uhai.
Oh, I think it's Yue, isn't it?
Yue? Why? Why do we have to argue on every single
No, because, like, I remember watching Cardcaptors. Did you ever watch Cardcaptors as a kid on Teletoon? No, that show was cool as shit. And one of the characters, I don't know if I have the wrong anime here, but his name was Yue or something. And I was like, that's kind of how I associated with that.
It's not like Y-U-A.
Y-U-A. You know what? I'll tell you what. You're probably right, and I'm probably wrong. But I don't think I like Ninian. I don't think I like Ninian that much as a character.
Dude, don't tell Shadow of Chaos that.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. It's an old joke. You know, you know who he is. She was okay. I mean,
I kind of didn't like how, like, in the game they kind of, like, abused the shit of the, like, the amnesia thing.
Yeah, she's kind of like a princess as far as how she was written.
Yeah, and it's just, I just like how Nils is just so much, like, more, like, alive.
Yeah.
You know, like, you have Nils who's, like, is just kind of, like, this jumpy, happy-go-lucky guy, and he seemed to have, like, some sort of, like, life to him. And then there's Ninian who's just like, oh, no, I'm kidnapped. I can't do anything about it. Oh, my God. I
mean, she was really
blood all over the deck. I don't know what to do with myself. Oh, my God. Look at me. I'm Ninian. Prince Elliewood, save me. All this.
I
was happy you died, Ninian. Fuck.
All right. But in her defense, she was pretty frail. She's had like a frail body. And I mean, I don't know. I think not everyone can be written
pretty frail
to be. I think as a kid, like, you're not going to like her because she's just not, like, that exciting or that cool or whatever.
Yeah, she's not, like, killing people casually like Hector is.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Hector was the coolest guy around.
She doesn't have an awesome name like Dorcas either.
Yeah, no, not a chance. And FE8. I'm just going to pull up all the characters here.
Dude, how long have we been going? Wasn't this supposed to be like 20 minutes? we could probably go on for like another hour if we really wanted to.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we should, but...
Why not? I mean, we're having a good time. We're conversing. What the hell is this? Anna? Anna?
What? Don't tell me you don't know how to pronounce Anna either.
No, I do. Like, what is... Anna was a character in Awakening?
Yeah. Oh,
like,
shoot.
Like the girl, like the redhead?
The mascot, yeah. Yeah, she became a character. She's like a side quest character that joins you. I think you can still marry her.
She doesn't look like Anna at all, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a reimagination. She looks different in every game, but it's definitely the same.
It's like, seriously?
I mean, they remember the Awakening? The premise behind it was, oh, this could be like the last Fire Emblem game. That's what they thought. So they kind of went all out, and it's like Anna has been this mascot for like how many games now? Like I would, like, if I were them, I would have made her a character too. I mean, like, she never really got more like a role besides that. I thought that was kind of cool. That being said, I don't think they should do it again for the next game.
Yeah, no.
Whatever the next game is, it should be on a totally different place with like a lot of. With, like, a new world imagined, kind of, and, like, more, like, plot twist, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, or just FE6 remake. That'd be sweet.
I want a new game first, and then we can do the remakes after, but yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't want to... I just want, like, more new content to talk about instead of just, like...
Did they actually think Awakening was going to be the last one?
Yeah, they did, because Fire Emblem wasn't selling as well as they had hoped or something, so...
Well, they don't do anything. I've never seen a commercial, like, ever for any game.
Yeah, and then that's why they went a lot with Awakening, and then it sold well, and then they're like, oh, yeah. Okay, we'll continue, and then they...
You know what? Did you know that Bravely Default sold a bunch, too?
Yeah, did you hear the thing where it's like, oh, Bravely Default sold more than blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh my god, do people really want to play games that aren't FPSs? Well, duh, yeah, of course they do, man.
Yeah, oh, I mean...
I guess we're kind of digressing from the original conversation, but whatever.
No, it's fine. And Bravely Default was also pretty well advertised, and I don't know why exactly. It already has a sequel, like a sequel was announced before the game even West, and I don't know, for some reason it just got a lot of attention.
It's like super ambitious. Game.
It plays like an older Final Fantasy kind of, like, in terms of, as opposed to like the newer ones. Like, you have, like, four characters, and you, like, do the commands, and they're, like, lined up in a row, and whatever. And, like, it's like, the older Final Fantasies, and that, like, really, like, appealed to people, because, like, people were, like, hating on, like, the newer ones for X and Y reasons. So I don't know. I don't really like care that like, oh, it sold more. Like whatever, they both did well. I don't really care that it happened to sell like 10,000 more copies in the first 3 months or whatever. I don't know why we like always have to be at each other's throats when it comes to that stuff. I mean, they came for the same system too, and like they're still like, I don't know.
It's like a what, Through Awakening and Bravely Default?
Yeah, they're both 3DS games, is what I'm saying. But yeah, but like, it's not even like a console war thing.
Really? There's like arguments like about those two games?
A little bit. It's like comparing, like, you know, like, oh, you know, Bravely Default is, you know, like a more successful RPG and it's better, you know, you can tell because it has more copies sold. I'm like, why does one have to be better than the other? Why can't they just be both be great games? Like, gosh.
I don't know. People are like, when people get like in really stupid arguments like that, I'm just like, come on, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, why are you arguing? Like, just, I hate when people like fanboy argument, like argue just about like the stupidest shit. Like, well, my game is better for this and my game is better for that. Like, just, dude, shut up and play your game.
Yeah, I mean, totally cool with discussing it. I'm not saying everyone should like shut up and never discuss it.
Oh, I mean,
it's just when people get like so overly passionate about it. I'm just like, dude, like, relax. Just relax.
If you're discussing about it, then that's fine. But like when it gets like flame wars and stuff, oh my god, like give up.
And then at some point, it's like you've kind of like put your pride on the line. So it's like no matter what happens, neither person is ever going to give up because they don't want to like no one's going to admit they lost, right?
No.
Pride on the line. They're not like mature enough to do that. So
That's like the definition of a fanboy. Like, I'm never going to give up my opinion of this game.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I'm not like that. If I discuss something, I go in thinking that I could be wrong. And in fact, I say like, oh, in fact, I'm probably wrong because I'm probably not the most educated person on this topic because I really don't care enough in the first place. So, I mean, if you go in with that kind of personality and like, you don't, you're not like butthurt or like being wrong, like, then you can discuss stuff.
For sure, for sure.
TLDR, don't be butthurt.
Long TLDR. We've been playing. We've been talking for like an hour. So what about FE8? You don't like all those characters, do you? Not a big fan of most of those games?
Actually, I like FE8.
I'll tell you what. I like FE8 too. At first, like when I first played it, I was like kind of thrown off because like it seemed kind of it kind of was shorter, and obviously you're gonna get like the fact that like, oh my god, like they had those like really easy ways to like beat the game and stuff, and I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what really threw me off is like in the Awakening DLC, Erica was like what, a princess or a cleric?
Yeah. Sorry. <It's>,
you know what I'm talking about? Like, what is that?
Oh yeah, she had like the wedding dress, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
I don't know why. I don't know exactly, but if I remember
like, how about correctly, like it just like threw me off because like in my opinion, like Erica is like, I don't know, like she's like a really cool like protagonist who's like a girl and stuff. And then
yeah,
like,
I get you put it. She's not that weak. She's not like Ninian. She's not like the princess in Aid. She's like, honestly, she's, if you choose her route, she's the main character. I mean, she's not like super weak as a character. She's not that bad either. She had like low strength, but
yeah, I mean, like big deal. Like you have low strength, but like you were presented well. Like you weren't like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, she wasn't sexualized. She was like a baby. She was able to make decisions.
And then they make her like a princess and I'm like, what? Like, why would you do that? Like you had such a good thing going with this.
I know. Yeah, so
like as a character, I really liked her in FE8 as a character. And I could pronounce her name, so that was also a plus. So
I couldn't, apparently. So, but.
Well, who knows? Maybe you could have, and I couldn't have.
But yeah, a lot of people found that upsetting at first. It's funny because, sorry, I'm also eating an Airhead. It was amazing candies. It's kind of hard to talk, but anyhow. From what I remember in FE13, once you recruit her, she's like talking and she's like, I don't remember exactly. She's like, but like, why am I in this wedding dress? And like,
just like totally isn't me or something. She kind of like breaks the fourth wall, like hinting at the fact that it's weird that she's in this.
Really?
It's just not like, it's just not Erica in terms of personality and otherwise. And if I also remember correctly, you can get like a normal version of her as well through Spot Pass or something. So I don't know exactly what's going on. I think maybe because they thought it was going to be the last game or whatever, they were just like, oh, we need like mandatory like Japanese wedding DLC because like that's a thing. You think I'm kidding, but I'm not.
Pull out all the stops.
No, I'm not even kidding. There's this game called Sword Art Online, Hollow Fragment. It's coming next week, pretty much. And if you like pre-order it, you get like this special like wedding dress costume for like all the characters. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, that's so dumb. Who wants a wedding dress? It's like catered towards like people in their weird fantasies and whatever. I'm just like, why would you humor them? Please.
Yeah, Erica was neat. Ross was cool. I never.
Yes.
Pardon?
I didn't like INS.
No, INS. I don't know either. And that name threw me off too.
No, it's just Ness because you don't pronounce the I. It's just Ness.
Yeah, right. It is Ness. You're right.
So yeah, Ness was like, I don't know. I just know his portrait. He just looks ugly as hell.
Yeah, he was kind of a dick too.
Yeah, he is a dick. I like the sniper class a lot. Especially in the GPA. I thought like sniper class in the GPA was like so like cool. I was like, how could an archer look this cool? But I didn't like him as a character. I would use Nimi or Nami or whatever the hell
you're called. Here you go. Those eyes, man, they get you every single time.
Nem, it's just Nem.
Yeah, you're Nem now, okay?
I think Marcia was definitely one of my favorite characters.
For sure. I liked Dazla. Dazla was cool. He's a very hairy individual.
What? I don't get him. Is he like a dwarf or something? Like,
I don't know, man. He could be, for all we know.
He reminds me of, I don't know. He reminds me of like those fantasy things where you have like the short, hairy, old, but really strong characters. I can't really think of like what race they are. Are they dwarves?
Gimli. I just think of Gimli. Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I actually think I am thinking of Lord of the Rings. I'm thinking something, but I just can't associate it. Now if you mention dwarves, all I think of is One Piece. Because the latest arc is dwarves in it.
When I think of dwarves, I think of the dwarf character from King of Dragons, the greatest arcade game of all time.
Alright, how about Rive? Actually pronounce the I, it's not Rev.
Yeah. I don't know. You're gonna laugh at this one. I always pronounce it Rev.
That's weird because usually I'm the one adding extra syllables and this time it's you.
I guess Rev now makes sense. Yeah.
How about the final boss, Formortis?
I just went Formortis. I didn't try for that last I there, man. It was too much for me to handle.
The killer double eye. One eye bad enough. Two of them? Forget it.
Kill me. Just crashes the game. Can't process it.
How about, this is another one where I added an extra syllable. Ismair? Or Ismair?
Oh, fuck, man. That's another one of those names where I just go, like, French. I'm going French mode on this one.
Ismair. I don't know.
Ismair. France. Friends.
Who the heck is Don? Look at the character list right now. Who the heck is this Dara person? I've literally never seen them in the game before.
Who?
Dara. Or Dara. D-A-R-A. Fire Emblem 8.
Dara? Who's that?
I don't know. That's what they...
D-A-R-A? What?
They're listed as a non-playable character.
Oh, what? I have no idea.
Right? I've like never seen this person. All right, jumping on to FE9. I don't like Mordecai or Mordecai or whatever the hell you want to call him.
I'm pretty sure it's Mordecai.
Okay, fine, Mordecai. Sorry. So obvious.
Jeez. No, I'm pretty sure I've just heard that name before.
All right, Stefan.
Let me. I just want to pull out the list of.
Hold on. Lucia is now Luca because you're not pronouncing the I. It's a poison. That's okay.
Do you have a list of?
I hated Ina. I hated her. I don't know why. I hated her.
Yeah. Was she like the
granddaughter of Maser?
Yeah.
The red dragon.
Yeah, she was kind of like Ninian in some kind of way. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. She was just kind of like. Didn't she have a problem with Bertram, one of the four riders? Like pronouncing his name or something?
Do you have a list of all the names? Because I'm just trying to find it.
What? Oh, yeah, I'm just going on the farm Wikia and looking up because it's really helpful because I see they have the portraits too. So, like, don't have to.
Yeah.
I don't have to like struggle to remember like who the heck is this character. Yeah, I totally judge the characters by their faces.
Dude, everyone does that, man.
Just like Ina is like Ina's so ugly. I hate her. I'm never using her. Like screw her.
Ina.
It's funny because like the characters I don't like also tend to have poor stats too. Like Mordecai, like not a good character as far as I know. Ina, as far as I know, wasn't really a good character. I don't like either of them. Ilyana, I didn't like, but she's actually a good character, from what I know. But I used to use her anyway.
I never used Makalov. I think he looked like a hipsy.
A hipster
guy.
I think that's what they were going for with the headband and the pink hair and everything.
Yeah, and the derpy face. Not gonna lie, it kind of looks like me in real life. So, shit.
I actually just see that a little bit. Just to
yeah. So, but I have a big Junos, and he doesn't, so. you know, I'm just looking at all these portraits, and like Largo's just so tiny.
Where's he? Oh yeah, I don't know what's up with that. It's like size, like Tormod looks like a GBA portrait almost. Like what the heck?
Yeah, it's probably because they just wanted to get like their face in, and like Largo was just too jacked.
Look at all the space at the top, though. I don't know. Oh, I guess they want the whole body, I guess.
Yeah. That still doesn't make any sense for Tormod, though. Is it Tormod or
Tormod is what I would say, because yeah. I'm modding, you know, modding.
Yeah. Har was cool. He was a lazy ass.
Yeah, Har is pretty beast.
Who's Izuka? What are these characters? Izuka.
Har's like me. You know what? Har's like me. Slack off, still get paid well.
I'll tell you what. I have never seen Izuka. I've never remembered seeing Izuka in the game.
He's like a somewhat of a minor character in that game. Excuse me for not remembering. He's like a, I don't know. Oh, in the, I'm vaguely remembering. It's coming to me. My brain, it's coming to me. It's not that dramatic. Remember when the feral ones are like being tortured and stuff? Izuka is the mastermind responsible for that. So I think there's a chapter where you're like helping them. Izuka is just like an NPC. I don't think they ever even meet where he's like the one who drugs them or something. The feral ones. And then he becomes a major character He becomes one of the antagonists in FE10. And I think you eventually kill him. Hashtag spoiler.
Hashtag never going to play the game probably. So
that's kind of a shame. I think Radiant Dawn is actually worth playing once. I think almost every FE game is worth playing once.
Yeah, I'll get to it eventually.
I mean, even Shadow Dragon, even though it was... The Shadow Dragon gameplay is at least decent, and...
I played the first three chapters of that game.
I guess. Such a hardcore Fire Emblem fan.
Yeah, I'm the best. Best fan ever. Man... Hemedi was ugly as shit.
Who was?
On the minor villains, the third one, the fat one.
Oh my gosh. How do you become a soldier if you're that
fat? I don't know. It was probably like those early game bandit chapters.
Yeah, I guess.
Man, these characters are so coolly designed.
They all have the exact same facial positioning.
That's kind of like the thing with villains is that they're always like I remember like in FE8 all the villains were just like they all looked sad and like depressed. I don't know about you, but like if I looked at like all the villains, they're all just like all like their heads were just tilted down. They're always sad, man.
I guess.
Yeah. It's like, dude, it's okay. Being a villain's tough. I get it. You're going to die, obviously. I understand that you're sad. Just don't wear your emotions on your sleeve. You might live or something.
Honestly, that's in FE, most characters either die or join your side. And as far as the antagonists go, most characters either die or join your side. There's no like, all right, we'll spare you, for the most part. Even Lloyd and Linus, they would have been spared, but they ended up dying anyway.
Yeah, by that bitch.
Saddest part of Fire Emblem 7, everyone wanted them to join.
Oh my god, everyone wanted them.
Everyone, literally.
Why did he have to die, man? He would have been such like a good hero to us and stuff, man.
And then everyone wanted to make a hack to where the main characters, or just make a hack where they that's like an alternate timeline where they end up surviving.
Yeah.
Dude, Lloyd would have totally whooped Lumstella's ass if he wasn't already injured from the fight with Ellie Wood and Hector. So
I don't know about that, man. My Hector at level 17 is a lord. I didn't even use a. I remember the scene actually super specifically. This is a blast from the past. When I was playing Fire Emblem 7 on like the fog one, where you had to fight Lloyd at the beginning. What the?
What is that? Calm down, guest.
What was that actually? Oh, I don't know.
Sorry, guys. Gas station just dropped his nozzle. What were you using?
I just dropped something. Anyway, when I was fighting Lloyd, I had my Hector with an iron axe at like a 60% chance of killing him. He got him. He got him good. He got him real good. And that was the end of Lloyd. He was a bitch.
Such a good master of the weapon triangle.
Obviously not. Man, that's like sane logic right there. Sane logic wins. Sane logic is the best logic.
Sane logic is the only logic.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I think we covered all games that I've played.
Right. We don't want to talk about any other
games. I'm afraid if we keep going, then I'll have to not be able to contribute anymore.
Are you going to tell that story of that really rude lady?
Yeah, I guess this can be a bonus of the podcast.
All right, I'll give a little introduction. So before we were talking, we were testing the mic, and Guest somehow derailed into this really dumb story. that he had earlier today where he like posted this story and he got like 96 Facebook likes or whatever. He's like so proud of himself. So
it's go a ahead, guess.
Tell us the story you're so proud of.
Okay, so get this. I'm just going to rip it up on my Facebook right now and prepare to laugh because it is hilarious. All right, so context. I was at Subway. End of context. Here we go. So here we go. Weirdest experience ever at Subway today. So I'm waiting in line and a seemingly nice elderly lady comes in line and starts talking to me. Here's how the conversation goes. Lady, mumbling, do you go to school? Me, yes, I go to King's College. Lady, confused and mumblings. King's in Ontario? Me, nope, in Halifax. Lady, did you drop out? No, I'm still around. Lady, unintelligible. Me, pardon me? God will plague you. And I'm like, what? And she's like, you heard what I said. Straight faced, no emotion, cold as ice. I'm just like, I'm going to order my food now. And then that was the story. So, yeah, this lady was legit, like, definitely, like, messing the head. She comes over to me, like, she seems really pleasant, just, like, talking to me. No big. She's like, not really making any sense whatsoever, so I'm just going with it.
She
straight
wasn't
up
ordering a sandwich, was she?
Pardon?
She wasn't even ordering a sandwich,
no.
Was she?
No, she just like she came into the Subway, started like I was legit just about to order. She just comes over and talking. Well, Nelson line, so whatever. Talking, and she just straight up just smites me, like in front of everyone. Like what?
God will plague you.
God will, like, what does that mean? Like, that's the thing. What does that sentence even mean? God will plague you. Like, what am I supposed to, like, I didn't know how to answer that. So I was just like, pardon me? And she was like, you heard what I said. like super rude, like super straight up, like not even like no smile crack. Like I was just like paralyzed in fear at this point. I literally thought she was gonna like grow wings and like fucking stab me with some shit. I have no idea. And I was just like, well, I'm gonna go eat my food now. And so not even before it, like not even when I finish ordering, she just cuts in line and orders a coffee. Like I don't even know if you're allowed to do that because I was in line first. So she gets a coffee. She sits down, like not even just like holding like a coffee in her hand, like sitting down at Subway. I get my drink and I'm about to peace out. And then she's just like, you know, stuff. Like as if she like spoke to God and she's like, yeah, fuck this kid up right now. Right when he steps out of Subway, just shoot lightning at him and stuff. Now she's like, well, I'm going to die tonight. It was a good life. See you later.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. No, it was just so weird. Like it was threw me off so much. But it was like the funniest story I've ever heard in my life. Like, I was like, it wasn't even I heard of it. Like, I was actually there. Like, it was so weird. And like, oh my God. Like, she just like wished the worst. Like, when an old lady who just like, I don't even know what I did. Apparently, like, I'm going to hell because I go to school and I didn't drop out yet.
It was just that's literally, of course. Drop out right now, guys. Right now. You idiot. You moron.
Why would you stay in school? And then she's just like, straight up, God will plague you. and I'm like, ugh. I don't know what, like, what am I supposed to say? Fuck you, lady. You don't know me.
Is this some kind of prank? Was this on April Fool's?
No, dude. Happened. And that was...
That's one of the things you hear of, like the stories you hear online. It's like, oh, like, that's a great story, but I don't actually believe it happened, except it actually did.
Those are one of those.
Dude, that's messed up. I'd be scared to like eat my sandwich.
That's why I didn't even stay.
Were you with anyone at the time? Was anyone there to hear it?
No, I was just about to go I don't even know, probably go back home, just get supper or whatever. I was thinking of sitting down and enjoying myself. But you know what? With that lady there, she was probably just gonna give me the death stare or something and freaking like pour holy water on me or some shit. you never know with those kind of people.
that doesn't make sense still. It's just not how you use the word. I'm sorry.
Utterly speechless.
This is the same time I heard this story and I'm still laughing too hard.
Oh yeah. I'm never gonna forget about it. Subway 2014.
It's just one of those people. Oh my gosh. Alright, I think it's actually been like forever. I'm surprised it lasted that long. That was great. That's a great season 3 episode 1 intro.
for sure.
Hey, maybe for the next one you can play some of the other farming games that we have more to talk about.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'll just play the whole franchise in the next, like, I don't know, month or so.
Fire Emblem Marathon? I actually thought about that. I think I thought about that once, having like a Fire Emblem Marathon, except I don't think I could get enough for people to participate. It's a cool idea. have some of those LTCers who can, like, beat the game, like, in 30 minutes.
It's like live stream it, so I was there. Yeah, and I totally know what happens in the game. I'll just watch all the cutscenes like I usually do with every other game I play.
That is not the same at all, especially because, no, it's just not.
There's, like, barely any cutscenes in the old Fire
Emblem. You won't get to know, like, a lot of the characters, their strengths, their weaknesses. It's not like Final Fantasy 13 where you can literally get away with watching the cutscenes and it's actually more enjoyable than playing the actual game.
Yeah.
I'm, like, talking from experience. I'm playing the game right now. I'm, like, 3 years late and onto the bandwagon or whatever. It's like the graphics are like freaking amazing, but like literally everything else is like I literally just like press X like every like half a second and I just win the game like that. So disappointing.
Alright. Well, I had a great time on the podcast.
Yep. Hopefully we'll have this guest station. Hashtag bag jokes. Hopefully we'll have guest come again sometime. But for now, that's it. Season 3, episode 1 of the Fire Emblem Podcast.
Good night. See you guys.